today.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line for you. It is Ian here with you.
And Toby.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are totally free, so enjoy those on us. That, again, is freetalklive.com. Lots to talk about to start things out with tonight. But, Toby, there was a story that we mentioned we were going to do on Tuesday night when you were here, and we never got to it, so I figure we should probably just do it right out of the box here to make sure we can actually get it in. It's the story about an old lady who was apparently assaulted by the police.
Yeah, unfortunately, some police officers don't know that you should be kind to old people. They might not. Well, all people, but especially old people.
Yeah, they're a little more fragile than the rest of us.
Exactly. Don't always have full cognitive abilities to know what's going on, and they can get confused easily. But some police don't know to be a little easy on them. This from the BBC News. U.S. woman arrested over a dry lawn. A 70-year-old U.S. woman has been left bruised and bloody after an unexpected clash with police, who came to caution her for not watering her lawn. That's the title of the story going into it. Trouble flared when you
saw... Do you think that when these guys became police officers, they were thinking these were the laws they'd be enforcing?
Dry lawns.
Yeah. I think that when people become police officers, they think they're going to be protecting people and keeping them safe from, you know, murderers and rapists. But here they are enforcing what is probably a zoning ordinance or something like that?
Yep.
Don't they have code enforcers for this? Not that I'm saying I even agree with this silly rule. I certainly don't. But, I mean, wow, I feel kind of bad for these guys.
Yeah, in a way, this cannot be a glorified position, going around harassing old ladies about their dried lawns.
So I haven't heard the story yet, so I'm sure I'll be feeling a little less bad for them here in a moment. Go ahead.
Trouble flared when Utah Commissioner Betty Perry, 70, refused to give her name after being abraded because her garden breached local regulations. She says an officer hit her with handcuffs, cutting her nose, although police insist she slipped and fell. Ms. Perry said she was distraught after the incident. She denied accusations she was resisting arrest, maintaining that she only turned to go inside to call her son to fix the confusing dispute. So from here reading, it sounds like I wasn't there, but from what she says, she was a little bit confused when the officer came. She went inside to call her son when police say she slipped and fell. She claims she was hit in the face with handcuffs.
I know who I believe. I'll take the 70-year-old lady's side on this.
I tried to sit down and get away from him, the police officer, she told the Utah newspaper, the Daily Herald. I don't know what he's doing, I said. What are you doing? And he hit me with those handcuffs in my face, she said.
Wow.
He's just trying to cover his tracks as far as I'm concerned. The officer had judged that Miss Perry's sadly neglected and dying landscape breached the Orem City guideline and was attempting to issue a formal caution when the 70-year-old was injured.
So it wasn't like the officer was sent there by the department or that somebody had reported this. The officer just happened to notice that her yard was in kind of dismal shape, and
right.
He made the decision to enforce this law on her. It was all on his volition.
Seems like he was really bored. So when we were talking here at the beginning, when we were saying, is this really what he thought he was doing? Well, I guess he chose to do this. He could have been going after solving some real crimes or going after real criminals, but he chose to take time out of his day to go harass this little old woman.
What a low life.
She was treated in a local hospital for a cut on her nose and for other bruises before being taken to jail. But she was let go when police realized there were other ways of finding out her identity without jailing her, a police spokesman said. The arresting officer has not been named, but has been placed on administrative leave, he added.
Paid vacation.
Exactly.
Wow. I mean, good for her for refusing to give her name to those cops.
Yeah, she was confused, as she says, didn't really know what's going on. So she wasn't willing to go to jail.
Didn't you say that this was this woman's first encounter with the police?
Well, this goes into the last paragraph here. Miss Perry, who says she has never had a run-in with the police in the past, has been offered help by local church leaders to clean up her garden. I'm very distraught over all this, she said. I can't believe this happened. Do you ever just wish you could start your day all over and it would all be different? I really feel bad for this poor woman. I mean,
sure,
just living her life when she's accosted by someone who she's never had a run-in with the police before, she says, and her first experience, 70 years old, is being beat up, essentially.
Yeah, being attacked by the police over her garden. What just an outrageous case, and I absolutely feel sorry for her. She probably wasn't expecting that when that cop approached her. She I'm sure she thought it was about, you know, a noise complaint or something going on in the neighborhood. Maybe he was just going to ask her some questions and that sort of thing. And then it turns out that she's breaking the law. Very unlikely that she even knew that there was a law to be broken in that way.
Oh, right. Poor, he could have come and offered her some help, which local churches and charity organizations are doing. But
right. How interesting that the charities are the ones that are coming to
her. Private organizations.
Right. The privateers are coming to her aid, offering to assist with the garden while the cop offers to put her in a jail cell.
I love the line in here that this police spokesman says they realized after taking her to jail they could figure out her identity. After they took her to jail, they realized, oh, we can figure out our identity in another way.
Yeah, like, you know, looking in the phone book,
exactly.
That sort of thing.
Looking up her address.
Reverse address lookup, that sort of thing. 800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line for you. Just yet another outrageous case of police abuse. I can't imagine there'd be anybody listening to the show that actually thinks that this law should be on the books. Although I suppose, I mean, I could play devil's advocate here and say, well, you know, my property values could be hurt by her not taking care of her lawn. There needs to be a law for this because of my property values. I don't want my property values going down because my next door, that old lady next door, isn't watering her lawn enough.
Go arrest her.
Well, that's really, I mean, really, wouldn't that be the only sort of mentality that could possibly support laws like this?
I guess so.
The
idea
that, you know, your neighbor and the way their property looks somehow affects yours, and I guess that can be the case, but it would seem to me that if my neighbor's lawn was brown and mine was semi-green, not really lush green, it would make my lawn look a lot greener.
Yeah, it'd stand out from the others.
Right. I don't care. I mean, for me, whatever my neighbors decide to do with their lawn is their business.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't affect me. I'm not concerned about, you know, the resale value of my home or anything like that as far as being affected by their properties. If they want to have their lawns growing 5 feet high, that's their business. Why should it be any of my business? Why should it be any of my concern?
And who are you to force them to take certain care of their lawn? Who is anyone to say, this is your lawn, but you have to groom it in the way that I see fit. You have to water it so many times a day or keep it such and such a height. Well, what if you're someone who kind of likes longer grass?
What if you're somebody that doesn't like grass at all? There was a story, I think we talked about it over the weekend, where a guy had spent a weekend in jail and was being threatened with another weekend in jail if he didn't get grass growing on his property. He had planted sod, and it didn't take, so it sort of browned out, and it wasn't really any good anymore,
right.
And they threw him in a jail cell over it. Sort of a similar situation in that he tried to grow his lawn, but it wouldn't grow, so apparently because the soil's bad there or whatever, he's having to spend time in jail over that. I mean, can you believe, I mean, this is just even hard to fathom that this goes on in the so-called land of the free.
Exactly. When the founding fathers of this country set forth the land of the free and fought the Revolutionary War, is this what they thought the laws would be passed for?
I can't imagine they would have. I doubt lawns were even something they were concerned with back then. Lawns are kind of a contemporary thing, I think.
Yeah, I'd have to agree.
I find them useless. I don't like lawns at all. And, you know, if you want to pave your front yard with concrete, you should be able to do that.
Well, I like lawns. I just don't think that you should be forced to have a lawn.
I'm with you on that. 800-259-9231. If you are somebody that can defend this woman's arrest, if you're somebody that wants to take the police's side on this, if you can defend this law, would love to hear from you. Look, if you want to live in a place where everybody's property looks just pristine and perfect, then get yourself into a deed-restricted gated community.
Yeah, it's not that difficult.
They're all over the place, and there are plenty of them to choose from, some of them with very, very restrictive deed restrictions, and some of them with a little bit less restrictive deed restrictions. So if you're very concerned with what your neighbor is doing with their property, get into one of those deed-restricted neighborhoods, and then you guys can vote for all kinds of silly rules and regulations that you can impose on yourselves.
What colors you can paint your house.
Sure, the height of the bushes, the maximum height of the grass.
And that's fine, as long as it's voluntary contract, as long as people know that that's what they're getting into. That's fine, but without that, it's just, to me, it's criminal to go around arresting people for something like this.
I got a bunch of weeds out in front of my house right now that are pretty tall, and I'm wondering if I'm going to get a summons or something like that, some sort of a citation on it. We'll find out. 800-259-9231. Maybe I should just let them grow all season just to see how high they get. All right, you can take control of the airwaves. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live. Coming up, the latest on the Gennaro Wilson case, the 17-year-old that had a little sexual encounter with a 15-year-old girl and is now in jail over it. We'll tell you what's up.
One day soon, the U.S. dollar, otherwise known as the Federal Reserve Note, will be recognized in the global marketplace for its intrinsic value. Nothing. On that day, you will be bewildered, angry, and impoverished, or you will be calm, confident, and prosperous. The deciding factor between your two possible futures is what you do in this moment. Go to D2Z.org and learn how to survive and thrive during a U.S. dollar crisis. D, the numeral 2Z.org.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronic, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Hey, Jack Blood here from Deadline Live with an urgent message regarding Ed and Elaine Brown and their brave stand against the IRS. WTPRN.com and GCNLive.com have joined together to organize and promote the Live Free or Die concert on Saturday, July 14th in Plainfield, New Hampshire. Aside from a day of great music from bands like Poker Face, Dave Von Kleist, Blue Eyed Fools, Paperback Radio, and many more, the true purpose of this event is to come to the defense of Ed and Elaine Brown. Friends, we're also in need of donations to cover costs of staging this historic event. Ed and Elaine Brown have put their lives on the line to stand up to the IRS's tyranny, so please give generously to help this concert become a success. Join me, Randy Weaver, and more surprise guests on July 14th to become part of this effort to defend the Browns, as it is literally a matter of life and death. Again, go to WTPRN.com or GCNLive.com and click on the Live Free or Die banner for all the information. I hope to see you there.
Do you know that you can go solar for under $1,200 now? Hi, this is Ken Solar. As you may have heard by now, I've been designing alternative energy packages for over a decade. The solar power generators that I produce will get you all the solar power you need for your household essentials. Your refrigerator, your freezer, lights, fans, electric blankets, TV, radio, clocks, phones, computers, and a lot more. No gas, no fumes, and they're totally silent. Each solar power generator comes complete with everything you'll need, including the solar panel, a 3,000-watt peak inverter, a step-by-step quick setup sheet, and battery backup. I reached that point in my life where I just didn't want to have to rely on everyone else anymore. You know, power companies, government. Anyway, getting yourself free from the utility grid is a lot easier than you might think. Are you ready to go solar? Give me a call now at 239-677-3073 or order them on my website at a 10% discount on kensolar.com. That's kensolar.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up whatever you want toll-free. 800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line for you. It's Ian here with you.
And Toby.
1-800-259-9231. Join us online. FreeTalkLive.com is the place to go. All the features on the site, we give them away. So do enjoy those on us. That, again, is FreeTalkLive.com. And do you have a company that needs to try something new in the area of collections? Well, SACL CAI does collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged off receivables. SACL's employees are trained in resolving issues for your customers and treating them with respect. They know that not only do you want to collect your money, but you'd like to keep your clients too. SACL CAI, check out their banner at freetalklive.com or call 800-544-6359. That's 1-800-544-6359 for SACL CAI. To the phones, to the fun, amplifier line, and Josh in Texas. You're on Free Talk Live, Josh.
I didn't know if you guys heard about this, but in Arizona, they're trying to pass a law prohibiting an anti-war T-shirt.
I believe they already passed the law, didn't they?
I'm not sure. I don't think so.
I have an article right in front of me that said Janet Napolino, the governor there, signed the measure into law on May 21st, actually. So,
and it's not the only state, right?
Yeah, there are three other
states. Four states.
Yeah, it's the fourth one now that signed that into law.
What T-shirt is this?
It has the dead soldiers' names in Iraq on the back of the shirt, and the reasoning for outlawing it is that they're using the dead soldiers' name on the T-shirt, like, without permission. And they're selling it for profit. That's the reason for outlawing it.
Does this seem a little wrong to you? Because it sure does for me. Sure does to me.
Yeah. It's completely disregarding the First Amendment.
Yeah, and I'm saying the outlawing of it is wrong. These people should absolutely be able to make the shirts. If somebody wants to buy them, that's their business. If somebody is offended by it, then they will obviously hold on to their pocketbooks and not purchase the product. I don't see what the issue is. Why can't the market be allowed to work in this particular case? They've made contraband out of a T-shirt. How many other T-shirts have ever been banned by legislative fiat before?
No, these soldiers' names are a matter of public record. Anything that's a matter of public record, you should be able to throw on a T-shirt.
Right. Are there no Vietnam Wall T-shirts out there? No Vietnam Memorial shirts or anything like that? Has this never been done in the history of all the American wars?
Probably. Well, by the governor's logic, by that's why they're outlawing it, then they should have to censor the news agencies and all that, because, I mean, they name dead soldiers.
Right. One of our affiliates, KGEZ in Montana, they spent all of Memorial Day of their broadcast day reading the names. They got on the air and they read off all those names. And while I don't think they broke for commercials during that, the point, you could still make the argument that they were doing that to get attention for their station and get people to tune into their station and listen to commercial breaks and make money. I mean, should that be illegal, too? How far are they going to take this?
You know, the law can put people in jail for up to 6 months and up to a $2,500 fine for an individual or $20,000 for a business.
Wow.
Is that a little bit draconian for something like this? Right now it's only in four states it's a law, and that's on the state level. But they're thinking about making it a federal law as well, of course. Anything done on the state level that threatens freedom will eventually move up to the federal government.
Unbelievable.
So this is scary.
Josh, thanks for bringing that up. We appreciate it. In fact, Toby, you had actually brought that story in tonight. Were there any details that you wanted to share on this?
That's basically it. The ACLU is suing for this and trying to fight for freedom. Every now and then they hit the good issues. I think this is one that I will back the ACLU on. And so
absolutely.
Hopefully something good will come out of the lawsuit that they're filing. But right now, it's illegal. The guy here who's doing it, who's filing the lawsuit, Dan Frazier, says that he's going to continue to make the T-shirts. He hasn't been arrested for it yet. But
good for him.
He claims that he's still going to make the T-shirts.
Does he live in Arizona?
Yes. I believe so.
Okay, so the law has been passed in several states, four states, against this specific shirt?
Against using family members' names without their permission or photos on any merchandise. It's not just T-shirts, it's any merchandise.
Well, I know there are laws that say you can't utilize someone's likeness without their permission. Those have sort of been in law for a long time.
Right.
I don't necessarily agree with it, but I understand where it's coming from. They say that you can't use someone's likeness without their permission unless they're a celebrity or they're some sort of a, political, mm-hmm. somebody who's known publicly. So you could do it to the mayor, but you can't do it to the guy next door, basically, is how it works. And I don't think that the person's name counts as their likeness.
Oh, plus, what's to say it's not someone else's name? I mean,
sure.
Granted, but don't a lot of names have repeats?
Like John Smith?
Exactly. There's very few people that have the exclusive privilege to the only person in the world with that name.
And the shirt, I saw the shirt. It says, Bush lied, they died. And there are several names written very small on the shirt. It's not like anybody's going to sit there and take the time to read all of those names, nor is the shirt really tacky. I don't consider it tacky at all. I think it's a shirt that obviously a lot of people would want to wear, that they're very they support the idea of withdrawing the troops from Iraq and Afghanistan, and they're very against the wars over there, and they want to show their opinion to the world. They shouldn't be prevented from doing that.
All right, there's a few variations on the shirt as well. I think they have some shirts that say "Bring the troops home." That is those that are left, and some variations like that. Frazier says that he believes he's being targeted because of the anti-war stance that's on the show.
Of course he is.
So, yeah, it's pretty obvious on that. So that's,
of course he is, because the people that are in charge of the military-industrial complex, the people that make the bombs and the bullets and the boots and all the things that the military uses, they're profiting from war. Why can't this guy profit from the war?
It's insanity.
Why is it okay for them to profit from all these people's deaths, but this man who's selling a simple T-shirt, why can they profit billions of dollars, and this guy can't even make a few bucks?
And it's not like this guy's even cranking out the thousands and thousands of shirts. Over the past few years, Frazier, at least, has only sold 2,000 shirts. So it's not like it's a huge industry out there.
Yeah, he's not getting rich off of this.
Right. He's doing it as a political stance. He says right in the article that Frazier, who's 41, says the T-shirts are a political statement. He's not doing it to make money, but he just wants to put out the statement there. He's someone who wants to end the war, and this is his way of doing it.
So let me see if I got this straight. The law prohibits the sale of the shirts for profit? Can you sell the shirts at cost?
I do not know the answer to that.
Yeah, I wonder if you can sell the shirts at cost and make nothing on them, and if you can, of course, how you would prove that to them, I'm not sure. I guess you'd have to keep your wholesale receipts and that sort of thing.
I guess so, but you might have to battle it in court and lose a whole lot more money.
Right, that's a good point. And can you wear the shirts? I mean, is it contraband to actually own one of the shirts?
I don't believe so. It's just for the sellers is what you can go to jail and get the fines for.
Again, I will once again ask if there's anyone out there that supports this law. If you can dial in at 800-259-9231, somehow I doubt we're going to hear from anybody.
I know they're out there, though, because when I pulled this article from the internet, I read some of the comments on there. And
what were they saying?
They were just talking about how this guy is a piece of scum, how anyone could ever do this to the servicemen and women who died for this country, about how he's a criminal and should go to jail. He's
a
traitor to this country.
Traitor.
Those people are out here, so let's call in and...
In my opinion, the people that take those positions are the real traitors. The ones that support laws like this are the real traitors to America. They're the ones that are just more than willing to flush the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, and all the wonderful principles that this country was founded upon down the drain in order to support their nationalist thinking.
The reason these soldiers died is now made illegal. They're supposedly to fight for freedom. It's now illegal.
And I guess it's not really nationalist thinking. It's sort of nationalist mindlessness. More on the way. 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
Are you lacking energy on a daily basis? Do you feel tired all the time? Then it's time for you to try ACT, the healthy energy drink. ACT helps your body with a natural blend of fruit extracts, herbs, and vitamins to deliver healthy cellular energy. ACT contains no caffeine, 4 grams of sugar, and only 22 calories per serving. ACT works within minutes, lasts for hours. ACT is the healthy, feel-good energy drink. Enjoy big savings by ordering ACT wholesale from your own free website. Share your website with friends. Go to GCNLive.com and click on the spot. Sponsors link, then click on the ACT banner. Join the ACT Buy Direct consumer movement for free and wholesale order your ACT energy drinks as often as you like. Go to GCNLive.com, click on the sponsors link, then click on the ACT banner and become a free dealer wholesale member. That's GCNLive.com, sponsors link, ACT banner, and experience ACT, the healthy, feel-good energy drink today.
Are rising gas prices flattening your wallet? Try Royal Purple High Performance Motor Oil.
What? How's that?
Yes, independent tests by respected universities show Royal Purple reduces fuel consumption by as much as 5%. That means Royal Purple can deliver better gas mileage for a fatter wallet. Go to RoyalPurple.com for details. That's Royal Purple, the high performance motor oil that outperforms.
oil is oil. Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to royalpurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and royalpurple.com today.
When you're looking to build a new facility, there's a lot riding on your shoulders. You have to get a structure that meets your needs. You need one that's built to last. You need to get it built quickly. And most importantly, you need it to stay within budget. What you need is a pre-engineered steel building from Anthem Steel. You won't believe how much you'll save in both time and money with a brand new built-to-last steel building. For free information on how you can get the building you need with less time and money, call 1-800-920-9786. You can even customize your building. You select the size, you select the style. You can even choose to add the look of brick, stucco, or stone. Building a new facility is a big responsibility. Make it easier by calling Anthem Steel. Achieve your goals faster and with less strain on your budget. For free information, call Anthem Steel at 1-800-920-9786. Call Anthem Steel today. 1-800-920-9786. That's 1-800-920-9786.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about fluorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing, they're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
Are you tired of searching for Freak Talk Radio? Well, search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
It's your show. You can bring up whatever you want. The toll-free number for you, 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Ian here with you.
And Toby.
You can join us online. FreeTalkLive.com is the place to go. All the features on our site, completely free. We've got the updates. Get signed up. We'll clue you in whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show at updates.freetalklive.com. That is updates.freetalklive.com. And pop quiz. What do Washington politics and libertarianism have in common? Well, the answer is very little. But the Prometheus Institute at readpi.com is looking to make a real impact in Washington, not in 40 years, but right now. To find out what makes the Prometheus Institute different from all of the other Flatwater political think tanks, visit readpi.com. That is readpi.com. And I went to the website, or one of the websites, with this story about this guy who's making the T-shirts in Arizona,
yep.
Being essentially a law being passed specifically targeting his shirt.
Yeah, you can't write the names of dead soldiers on T-shirts. So
I guess they did make it a little bit wider than just his shirt. So anybody writing the names of dead soldiers on a shirt in four different states, including Arizona, is guilty of, was it a felony, a misdemeanor? Do you know?
It's a misdemeanor, up to 6 months in jail and a $2,500 fine. That is without family permission, though. So if you get the family's probably written consent or whatnot, you can do it. But you can't just look up soldiers' names and print them on.
I think it's a pretty chilling law. It's very chilling towards freedom of speech. And I'm looking at some of the comments on one of these stories, this one from the Tucson Citizen, just going down the list of these comments. And, of course, the comments divide themselves into your typical left versus right, red versus blue sort of mentality, as one might expect. But it's really sad to see the people who under the Clinton administration would have been all for smaller government, the so-called small government conservatives. It's really sad to see them out there advocating that someone's speech get shut down. And it's not the first time we've seen this. We've seen stories about, for instance, the police targeting people with anti-Bush bumper stickers,
right,
targeting them for harassment, targeting them for arrest. We've seen stories about like off-duty soldiers ripping bumper stickers off of people's cars and that sort of thing.
Some VA veterans being kicked out of the VA when they're wearing the anti-war T-shirts,
yep,
that sort of thing.
There have been all sorts of examples of this very, very chilling attitude towards free speech in this country. And I just want to issue a word of caution to those self-styled conservatives that get all upset about somebody utilizing a soldier's name, a dead soldier's name on a T-shirt. You know what? If you want to go ahead and support laws like this, just wait. Because inevitably, the people that you're passing laws against today may very well get into power.
Mm-hmm.
And the reins of power may shift hands in Washington, D.C. or in the state that you live in. And then all of a sudden, the very same laws that you've created to restrict freedom of speech may somehow be turned around or modified or added to restrict your freedom of speech on the issues that you care about.
Once the precedent has been set, it's going to be a slippery and fast sliding slope.
Yep. So you go right ahead, pass all the laws you want to, create all the restrictions on freedom that you want. Inevitably, it is going to come around to get you. It's going to bite you back eventually. When that's going to happen, I don't know. Do I want it to happen? No. Do I want these laws to exist? No. I want it all to go away. I want the freedom of speech. I want you to be able to walk away from somebody. If you don't like the shirt that they're wearing, I want you to refuse to buy products. If you don't like the business that's selling them, or for whatever reason you don't want to buy those products, you don't have to. No one's forcing you to buy this man's T-shirts.
Right. No one's forcing you to be friends with the people and be courteous and nice to the people who are wearing them either. You can ostracize them if you like. That's your choice. But passing a law against it, threatening to put people in jail for it, that's a completely different story.
Really, I mean, we've talked before about some of the disturbing parallels between what's going on in this country today and what has gone on in other countries in more totalitarian times, like in Nazi Germany before World War II. During World War II, what was going on then? There are some very striking parallels, and nationalism is a scary, mindless sort of activity that is found all across the United States today. This sort of blind love for one's country. It doesn't matter what the administration does. It doesn't matter who's in charge. America's right. Everything we do is right. We're the best. And it's just not true. It's just not intelligent.
And what kind of a mentality is that, to think that we can do no wrong? That it's flawed thinking to think that whatever America does, whatever George Bush does or Bill Clinton does or whoever is in power, whatever team your team is on, they can do no wrong. And whatever they do, we all must stand behind. And if you dissent against it, you're an unpatriotic.
Right. You're an enemy of the state.
Exactly.
If you dissent, you don't love America. You're anti-American. Get out of the country. If you don't like America, you can just leave. All the cliched crap we've heard over the years. It's just sad.
I don't know what to say, and it's moving down this direction at seemingly growing pace.
You know, it's funny, too, because the conservative talk show hosts are all very, very upset right now, considering the Democrats in Washington are talking about, and I don't know if it's ever going to happen, but they're batting the idea around of returning to the so-called fairness doctrine. Now, of course, I'm against that, too, because I'm consistent and principled, unlike these lefties and righties that are in Washington, D.C.
Right.
Now, in case you don't know, the fairness doctrine is something that was in place for a number of years. The FCC, it's FCC regulation that basically told radio station owners that if you're going to have one side of a political debate or a political, if you're going to have one political position on the air, then you must balance it by allowing the opponent or the opposite side to have equal amount of time. And talk radio really wasn't born until after the fairness doctrine went away.
I don't know how it would work with the current talk radio.
Yeah, I don't know how it would work either. I don't know if it's ever going to even come to be, but my point is they're very upset about the possibility. So many, many conservative talk show hosts, considering that talk radio is dominated by conservative talk shows, that's where the advertising dollars are spent, that's what gets the ratings. I mean, there have been some liberal stations, or so-called progressive stations, that have done well, but most of them have not. Most of them have tried the progressive format, and they've died out. You know, the market is apparently just not interested in having a lot of progressive talk radio on the air. And so the progressives are very upset about it, and they'd like to mandate that the progressives get equal amount of time on talk radio stations. And, of course, the conservatives, rightfully so, are very, very upset about it.
Mm-hmm.
But how they can be upset about the fairness doctrine and, at the same time, in support of passing laws that ban somebody from making a T-shirt with a few names on it is a total contradiction.
It's this us versus them mentality, red team, blue team.
Right. If our team passes laws against freedom of speech, then it's okay.
And patriotic.
Right. But if the other team passes laws against freedom of speech, then we'll vehemently oppose it. I mean, how mindless do you have to be to follow this mentality?
It makes no sense. You know, I was...
You aren't thinking. You are what?
I was reading some of the articles here, and some of the senators who passed this bill, it passed unanimously.
Gosh.
They're all going back on their statements now about it and saying that a lot of them, I read some articles that are saying, I wished I hadn't done it. After thinking about it, it was a senior moment. And so some of them are now coming around a little bit, but...
Too little, too late.
Too little, too late. The law's been passed.
Right. Now you've criminalized free speech. Congratulations. And it's not the first time. I mean, again, there have been plenty of examples of things like this happening, but...
Once the law is passed, it doesn't usually go away. Once government gets bigger, even if the people who pass the laws realize afterwards, 2020 hindsight, that it was a bad idea, it's stuck there. And getting rid of laws, as we've seen, is not very easy. Once they're there, they like to stick.
Yeah. And what would happen? I mean, it could get worse. Either it's going to get overturned in court, which there's a possibility that's going to happen.
Hopefully.
Or they're going to cite some sort of exemption like, they're not public figures, so therefore we're going to extend the definition of likeness to include their name. I mean, if that's the case, then newspapers can't print the lists of dead people because they're profiting from selling their newspapers.
Right.
I mean, really, this is just absolutely nutso.
Yeah, this violates the First Amendment in several ways. I mean, right there, like what you said, the newspapers printing articles, the freedom of the press, not only the freedom of speech, but the freedom of the press, freedom to express your own views about things. I mean...
Yes, apparently, Toby, you are now free to express your views so long as they agree with whichever party is in power in America.
I feel so free.
Yes, welcome to America. 800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line for you. If you want free speech, you must stand up for those who are speaking things you disagree with. Otherwise, inevitably, you're going to lose your freedom of speech. Just wait. I'm predicting it. It's coming up. More.
You want to lose weight, but there's no way you want to resort to pills or shakes that are full of chemicals or drugs with harmful side effects. We know diets don't work. That's why there is a fat loss patch. The fat loss patch is a self-adhesive dietary aid worn daily that slowly releases all natural ingredients into the skin. The result is a safe and easy way for you to increase your energy levels, maintain a healthy body weight, and curb those horrible sugar cravings, all without irritating side effects or loss of muscle. Just peel it off, stick it on, and live your life. The patch is safe, effective, and clinically tested. Also, the fat loss patch is the most unique product and business opportunity to ever hit the U.S. and international markets. Join as a U.S. or European customer or distributor in this much-needed and fast-growing business. For more information, visit patchmeeting.com or call Judy at 800-766-2133. That's 800-766-2133.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
When my son started having behavior problems, the total transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual when he's disrespectful, defiant, or even abusive? Do you know how to fix it? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior right now with the Total Transformation. The program then helps you fix every behavior problem under the sun. Defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. The Total Transformation is the program I've used for over 30 years to solve even the worst behavior problems. Your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back into your home. I guarantee it.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
We would all love to live in a world with clean air and water. A world in which our produce is grown naturally, without the use of pesticides and other harmful chemicals. But the truth is, we don't live in such a world. These toxins enter our bodies, and the organ in our body that works hard to eliminate these toxins is the liver, which is one of the most complex and important organs in the human body. With more than 500 vital functions, give your liver the helping hand it needs with Live 52, the world's best-selling all-natural liver support formula in over 76 countries. And it's backed by over 300 clinical trials and studies. Live 52 is the most researched herbal formula that helps neutralize toxins from food, water, air, alcohol, and prescription medications. To order Live 52 and for the best source of researched herbal products, visit research-herbs.com or call 1-800-973-1482. That's research-herbs.com or call 1-800-973-1482 and tell them Alex Jones sent you.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up anything toll-free. At 800-259-9231, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line for you. Ian here with you.
And Toby.
1-800-259-9231. Join us online. FreeTalkLive.com is the place to go. All the features on the site are completely free, so enjoy those on us. Some of those features include live streams, broadband version of the show, and a dial-up version waiting for you for free at FreeTalkLive.com. If you like the show, you want to help support Free Talk Live, then go and do some shopping at Amazon.freetalklive.com. 41 categories to shop in, huge selection of products. And if you enter through that link, Amazon.freetalklive.com, Free Talk Live will get a percentage of your purchase. You're going to have to do the shopping anyway. You might as well do it through Amazon.freetalklive.com. So we're talking about the freedom of speech. And, of course, as I pointed out as we're going to break, if you desire the freedom to speak your mind, whatever it is you have to say, if you want to support some politician or you want to just spew hatred or whatever it is that you want to say, you have to stand up for the rights of everyone else to speak what they want to say, no matter how despicable, no matter how distasteful their speech is.
Right.
You have to stand for it.
Some people just don't understand that the freedom of speech is, it's the First Amendment is to protect unpopular speech.
I think a lot of people don't understand that.
If you don't need to protect the popular speech, everyone likes it and agrees with it. It's the unpopular speech that needs protection, that you need to have the right to say whatever you want, to make whatever you want, and put out the message of whatever you want. If you don't want to listen, don't listen. Go away. But it's everybody's right to have their own opinion and talk. Put it on a t-shirt, whatever it is they want to do with it.
In fact, I was looking at the comments on this story from the Tucson Citizen about the new Arizona law that says that that you cannot use names of soldiers on products, apparently, that you're trying to sell without their family's permission. And one of the comments here, and I don't have it in front of me, but one of the comments referenced the concept that, well, most people in Arizona don't want this kind of speech.
Oh, wow. Let's have a popular vote on it.
Right.
This is what's bad about democracy. A lot of people think that democracy is so great because everyone gets a say and the majority always wins. Well, it doesn't work out that way. It usually works out as two wolves and a sheep deciding what they have for dinner.
Right. I don't care if 99% of Americans disagree with whatever the speech is that's at issue, whether it be, you know, racist hate speech or whether it be a bunch of names on a T-shirt. I don't care if a super, super majority of Americans disagrees with it. They should just understand that it needs to be allowed, because inevitably it is going to come back around to bite you. Maybe these people think that their opinions are just so mainstream that it'll never be outlawed, that their type of speech, that their brand of speech will never be threatened in this country. And maybe that's what they're thinking to themselves.
Wait till the other team gets in power. Wait until someone who you don't agree with is in power, and then just see how it works out for you.
It's an awfully brazen position to take. It's a very ballsy position, and not really based on any sort of history. Power shifts. New people do get in control of the reins, and they'll pass their laws against your speech, and then you'll find yourself being rounded up and thrown into jail cells for selling the T-shirts that are talking out against the administration that you decide you don't like. So if you like this current administration, inevitably there's going to be an administration that gets in that you don't agree with, and you're going to want to have T-shirts against it. You're going to want to have bumper stickers against it. But by that time, because of all the laws and regulations you've passed, those things won't be allowed.
It's a slippery slope to get on.
And too bad for you. It's going to be hard for me to cry for those people when the law finally does come back around for them, but you can count on me to stand up in favor of everybody's freedom of speech.
Oh, yeah. There's tons of speech that I don't like. I don't want to see it or hear it. Hate speech, I don't want anything to do with it. Tons of speech I don't want to hear, but I just don't listen to it because, you know what?
Turn it off.
Exactly. I have the power not to listen. You can shut off your radio. Close your eyes, turn around, and do whatever you want.
Now, here's another issue that's, I think, sort of tied in. I don't know if you could really call it a free speech issue, but I would certainly call it a freedom of the press issue. This story out of PennLive.com, Brian D. Kelly didn't think he was doing anything illegal when he used his video camera to record a Carlisle police officer during a traffic stop. Making movies is one of his hobbies, he said, and the stop was just another interesting event to film. Now he's worried about going to prison or being burdened with a criminal record. Kelly, who's 18, of Carlisle, was arrested on felony wiretapping charges with a penalty of up to 7 years in state prison. His camera and film were seized by the police during the May 24th stop, he said, and he spent 26 hours in Cumberland County Prison until his mother posted her house as security for his $2,500 bail. Kelly's charged under a state law that bars the intentional interception or recording of anyone's oral conversation without their consent. The criminal case relates to the sound, not the pictures that his camera picked up. He said, "I didn't think I could get in trouble for that. I screwed up, yeah. I now know that I can't do that. I just don't see how something like this should affect my entire life." Well, son, you should have known.
Ignorance of the law is no excuse.
Right. And actually, I got a great email recently that pointed out that the origin of that phrase that we make fun of so much on this show, the origin of the ignorance of the law phrase actually originates from the days of common law, when we didn't have all these man-made laws. The ignorance of common law is no excuse.
That makes a little more sense.
Makes a lot of sense. The idea being that, well, common law says don't hurt somebody else, don't damage their property. So if you are ignorant of that law, there's no excuse for that. You should have known better. But for all these man-made laws, of course there's an excuse. It's impossible to know these
laws. There's literally millions of them. You could never know all the laws.
But it won't keep this young man from spending up to seven years in prison, apparently. Whether that will happen could be determined during his preliminary hearing. No one seems intent on punishing him harshly. The district attorney says, obviously, ignorance of the law is no defense. But often these cases come down to questions of intent. According to police, Kelly was riding in a pickup truck that had been stopped for alleged traffic violations. Police said the officer saw Kelly had a camera in his lap, aimed at him, and was concealing it with his hands. They said Kelly was arrested after he obeyed an order to turn the camera off and hand it over. The wiretap charge was filed after consultation with the deputy district attorney. Kelly said his friend was cited for speeding and because his truck's bumper was too low. He said he held the camera in plain view and turned it on when the officer yelled at his pal. After about 20 minutes, the officer cited the driver on the traffic charges and told the men they were being recorded by a camera in his cruiser, Kelly said. See, it's okay for the cops to record you, but for you to record the cops apparently is a violation of the law.
Right. They can secretly record you all the time. They can have a microphone on them, and I believe it's the oral conversation that's illegal in this case here. We covered this on Free Minds TV a couple of weeks ago, and this isn't the only time something like this has happened. This is happening more and more.
It's happened here in New Hampshire a couple of times, as a matter of fact. Pretty much the same law is on the books here in New Hampshire, and as I understand it, there's some sort of a press, some sort of immunity for the press in regards to this, but I'm not positive on that. I've never actually read the law myself, and it would seem to me that if I have a video camera out and I tell the officer that by approaching this car, you're consenting to being recorded,
right,
that should be good enough. He shouldn't have to be able to agree or disagree with that. If you're within reach of my camera and we're in a public place, I should be able to record you. And I would hope that more people would be civilly disobedient on this particular issue, because laws like this put organizations like Cop Watch in dire jeopardy.
Oh, yeah. I've recorded the police, my interactions with the police. I had a video camera sitting right on my seat. The cops pulled me over, so I said on my dashboard, hey, mm-hmm. why not?
And did you tell them about it?
I didn't. It was right there. They should assume it's there. And plus, I didn't know about the law at this time. This was a number of years ago. And I assumed, well, I might need to use this as evidence. And I actually did end up using it as evidence in court. The officer admitted something that he shouldn't have admitted during the traffic stop, and it actually got me out of the ticket.
Wow.
And so that's what I thought I should be able to do. I can make whatever case I need to present in court for this traffic stop I had, and that's how I used it. But apparently that was against the law. Luckily, I didn't get in trouble for it.
800-259-9231. Last year, one of the defense attorneys in the area defended another man in a street racing case that involved the wiretapping charge. Police claimed the man ordered associates to tape police breaking up an illegal race after officers told them to turn off their cameras. That wiretapping count was dismissed when the man pleaded guilty to charges of illegal racing, defiant trespass, and obstruction of justice. He was sentenced to probation. An exemption to the wiretapping law allows police to film people during traffic stops, says Mank. So there's actually an exemption written into the law that allows the cops to use cameras. Margeson said his department's cruisers are equipped with cameras, and officers are told to inform people during incidents that they are being recorded. First District Attorney Jamie Keating said the case law is in flux as to whether police can expect not to be recorded while performing their duties. Anyway, it goes on.
Now, when I was reading this article, the police stated their Fourth Amendment of privacy is the reason that they shouldn't be recorded. You're invading their privacy.
You don't have privacy if you're in a public place.
Exactly. And I find it really ironic.
And especially if you're a public servant, so-called.
Right. I find it really ironic that it's the police are citing the Fourth Amendment, when how often do they respect your Fourth Amendment
right? They could give a flip about your Fourth Amendment rights. 800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line for you. Whether you want to talk about freedom of speech, you're welcome to do that, or bring up whatever's on your mind. It's all up to you if you make the call. 1-800-259-9231. Hour number two's on the way. The latest on the Gennaro Wilson sex tape that's been revealed. We'll talk about that coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Do you believe in liberty? Are you an activist or organization that wants to spread the message of freedom to others? Now introducing the Liberty Card. It's the perfect resource for anyone new to the message of liberty. It features a full-spectrum political quiz and over a dozen pro-liberty websites, including Free Talk Live, Downsize DC, and others. Every defender of freedom must have this card. Free Talk Live listeners receive free shipping. For more information, visit libertycard.org.
Looking for profits? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offered both. This low-mintage collector coin, with a total series mintage under $600,000, has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
When my son...